Rivers, here they come on 3rd and 10. Slinging the far side of the field. He's got his man, Dontrell Inman, wide open.
And a first down for the Chargers at the 37, a gain of 17 yards.
On 2nd and 8, Rivers towards the far side of the field. It's caught by Inman. Second catch. Little play action from Rivers. Quick strike. It's caught. Stevie Johnson.
And a gain of 13 yards for the Chargers. It's a Charger first down. So on the second Charger possession that started at their own 20, now have 1st and 10 at their own 47-yard line.
Even in the midst of a 5-game losing streak, with injuries at the receiver position and a hobbled and inexperienced offensive line, nobody on the Chiefs' sideline thought for a second that Philip Rivers couldn't will his team to a victory. With the Chargers driving into Kansas City territory, someone on the Chiefs' defense needed to make a play.
There comes Tamba Ali from the edge. Quick strike, screen pass. This is Stevie Johnson. Excellent tackle. What a play by Eric Berry.
Berry's got his mojo back now. He went over there and hit him hard.
Screen plays can be most damaging to aggressive defenses. Eager defenders sprinting upfield to try to get to the quarterback can often fail to identify the developing play, giving the offense advantage in numbers as the ball carrier turns upfield. That advantage only multiplies when the defense blitzes. On this play, the Chiefs found themselves in that very situation. The Chargers called a screen to slot receiver Stevie Johnson here. Coming off that edge for the Chiefs was Tamba Ali, and Ron Parker blitzed from the slot. When Chargers linemen DJ Fluker and King Dunlap released to block for Smith, that left safety Eric Berry with a daunting task of charging through two offensive linemen and tackling the elusive Johnson in order to prevent a big play. Fortunately for the Chiefs, Eric Berry's definition of challenging differs from most.
You know, I had a chance to go down and visit with him, and when he was going through the chemo, and he had one hair growing out of his chin. He refused to cut that off, literally one hair. And he's telling you, I'm going to play. I'm going to get back. I'm going to be better than what I'm going to do this. And you're looking at him going, all right, well, we'll see. I mean, it's I'm looking at this, and you're telling me you're going to be this. But he battled. He gave you that confidence that he was going to get there. Now, I mean, he's playing tremendous football right now. So, tribute to the kid.